How are we doing today, Jim? Good?
Wonderful.
Okay. So let's see where we can start the new week. We're almost ready for Tes Vav Amud Aleph, but let's finish up here a little bit on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, so we'll open up to Yud Dalet Amud Beis. And we were discussing the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Gemara vacillates back and forth as to whether or not he requires, in the case of Egla Rufa, that all the 71 judges that sit on the high court, they all, every last one of them, has to come down to the Nachal, and they have to do the Medida, in which they have to measure the distance between the corpse and the closest city. Do we need all 71 judges? We know that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov requires that the Kohen Gadol and the Melech shall partner together with the members of the Sanhedrin in the Medida. They have to be participants, but we don't know how many members of the Sanhedrin have to come. So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yosef, who in turn quotes a Braisa. And the Braisa discusses a case of Zaken Mamre, where the Zaken is going to be chayav for rebelling against the decision of the Beis Nagadol. He has a dissenting view. He refuses to be mevatel as das, to accept the view of the majority, of the final verdict of Beis Din. And he's going to be chayav misa, which we read just yesterday, for this terrible violation of Zaken Mamre. But the Torah makes the following condition, and that is v'kamta v'alisa l'makom asher yivchar Hashem. There's a principle here called makom gorim. What's makom gorim? Does anybody remember what makom gorim means? We discussed it on Thursday. Which place? What is that place called? So see if you can make a note of it in your mind, because this is crucial, called the Lishkas HaGozis, which was a separate chamber that was half inside the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Halacha, and half outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, would sit. And the Torah says, HaMakom Gorim, you know, the Zaken Mamre has to rebel against them when they are sitting in the Lishkas HaGozis. And the status of Lishkas HaGozis, at least to some extent, is that of the Beis HaMikdash. However, this excludes a case where the members of the court were absent from the Lishkas HaGozis. Let's assume that they were gathered together. We don't know if all of them or most of them were gathered together in another location, which let's call it Beis Pagi. And Beis Pagi is a place somewhere on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. And now there was a question in law, and the question came all the way up to the Beis Nagadol, but they're not sitting in their normal place. And they issued their verdict in this case. Let's say, instead of some sort of a controversy between two litigants, we have a question halacha. We don't know what the law would be in such a case. So they decided that the law should be such and such. Now, after they decided the law, and they are still located in Beis Pagi, outside the Lishkas HaGozis, he, the Zaken, decided that even though his opinion was not accepted by the Beis Din, he's going to go back to his hometown, and he's going to insist on ruling a horah that reflects his opinion, his dissenting opinion. He's not willing to accept the opinion of the Beis Nagadol. So I might think that in such case he's chayav. Talmud Lomer, the Torah goes out of its way to say, "V'kamta malisa l'amokom, malamich amokom gorim," that if at the time that the Beis Din gave their verdict, they were not sitting in the Beis Nagadol, in the chambers in the Lishkas HaGozis, In that case, the horah, the rebellion of the Zaken is not considered a rebellion, and he's not chayav. So the Gemara now tries to calculate, this is Rav Yosef's analysis of this braisa, how many members of the court actually left the Lishkas Hagozes. Now, if a question came up in the when the judges were sitting in the Beis Pagi, then the impression you get is that all the judges left the Lishkas Hagozes, and they're all located in the chambers of the this temporary chamber, let's call it, of Beis Pagi. But the Gemara wants to check out the possibilities. The Nafuk Kama. How many of the elders of the court left the Lishkas Hagozes and ended up in the Beis Pagi? Ilei Miktsasam, if we're going to assume that only part of the a segment of the Lish of the Sanhedrin Agdola left the help me out here the Lishkas Hagozes and found themselves in the Beis Pagi, and that's where they issued their ruling. So in such a case, Rabbi Osai, forget about Malamed Shamakom Goreim, you could say something more substantial. Obviously there's no Zokim Amar here, because what happened? The question came up in Beis Pagi. How many members of the Sanhedrin were there in the Beis Pagi? It says Miktsasam. There was only a small member of the court. So what does that mean then? Let's say you didn't know anything about Amalamed Shamakom Goreim, that there's a separate halacha that what's critical in the status of the Sanhedrin is that they'd be sitting in chambers in the Lishkas. You don't know anything about that. Be very naive now. I'm asking you to be naive.
It's hard.
Okay, it's hard. So now, half, you know, let's say a half, I don't know what percentage or a Miktsasan usually means a minority, some sort of slice or segment of the Beis Nagdol is in Beis Pagi. A question came in front of the members of the court in Beis Pagi. What would you say about such a case? What? Why not? Not because of Malamed Shamakom Goreim. Why would the whole issue of Zokim Amar be irrelevant? Why, Ruvain?
Because the
psalm
was an issue
by Beis Nagdol. How many members voted in this decision that he's going to disagree with?
A minority.
So if that's not a ruling of Beis Nagdol, I don't need to introduce the halacha of Malamed Shamakom Goreim here. If there was only a gathering of some of the members of the Sanhedrin, the Gemara rejects this possibility of Miktsasan, but for a slightly different reason. That's what bothers my mind here. It says Dilma Hanach Deika Gavai Kaimei Kavase, which literally means that it could be that there are a number of members of the Sanhedrin that were left in the Lishkas Hagozes. And maybe he, the Zaken, could have convinced them of the logic, the compelling logic of his opinion, and maybe they would have accepted his opinion. In other words, Zaken Mamre, first and foremost, have to be someone whose opinion was rejected. Again, there may be some members of the court who agreed with him, but the majority of the Sanhedrin members disagreed with him. So the Gemara is saying if the majority of the Sanhedrin members were left inside the chambers of the Lishkas Hagozes, maybe they would have agreed with his position. It bothers me a little why the Gemara has to formulate it in that language. I don't understand. In all honesty, I simply don't understand why the Gemara has to say, well, maybe they would agree with them. I wouldn't have said it that way. I would have thought the Gemara would have said that there is no Beis Nagdol, there is no decision here of the Beis Nagdol. The Gemara says it in sort of like a roundabout way, you know, that maybe the people who are still left in the Lishkas Hagozes would agree with him. And if only Miktsasan left, I don't know. He says here in the footnote, Niskashi Yad Rama, Madua Eina Gemara Mamida Tabraito Biofen Sheyotsu Rov Chavre Sanhedrin Mimkomon Vehimra Alehem. Now, why the Gemara need this case where only a minority of the members of Sanhedrin left? Even in a case where the majority left, So again, at this point, maybe the Yad Ramah is bothered by our question. Even if the majority of the members of Sanhedrin left, they exited the Lishka Sagozis, they find themselves in Beis Pagi. So now, maybe since the majority is there, they have the status of Sanhedrin. They can issue a Horah as Beis Nagonol. Will be open zemen adin lechayvo. Why? Because since we have the majority of the court, then by definition, he is disagreeing with their decision. Why? Because even if the members of the minority members of the court remain behind in the Lishka Sagazis, and even if they would agree with the position of the Zakeh Mamre, nevertheless, he would still be clashing with the majority decision, because since most of the members of the court found themselves in the Beis Pagi and they issued a ruling there and he disagrees with them, that would simply be a wonderful case where he should be chayv as a Zokin Mamre, except for the fact that Malamed Shalmokom Gorim, which means that he's not arguing against the Beis Nagol and Lishka Sagazis. Why? Because there's only a minority representation of the Dayanim of the Zkenim in the Lishka Sagozis.
I'm just missing a fact. Why do you need a Beis Pagi as second place for them to go and deliberate? What is that for? Non-capital cases that they would go up?
Why did they go to the Beis Pagi?
What is the Beis Pagi?
Yeah. So far, what I know about Beis Pagi is that somewhere in Yerushalayim, but on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, it's at a distance from the Beis Hamikdash. He claims here in the footnote that Beis Pagi is Makom Shosifu al Yerushalayim, that at some point they expanded the boundaries of Yerushalayim all the way to a place called Beis Pagi, and the reason they did so is because it was, I guess, situated maybe it was a high point or so where they could easily conquer their enemies. More than that, I can't tell you. I just can tell you that it doesn't have the sanctity of the Lishka Sagazis.
Why does Sanhedrin leave?
So that's what the Gemara is going to analyze now. Why did Sanhedrin pack out? But before we get to that question, which is again the next line in the Gemara, I'm just trying to work out the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to prove that the case that we're dealing with in this price is where every single last member of the Sanhedrin packed out of the Lishka Sagozis. So let's go through two other possibilities. Let's out what, why, who proves to you that it's the entire Sanhedrin, every last member of the Sanhedrin left the Lishka Sagozis? Maybe, so in the first case, maybe we're going to say that a few of the members left. Well, again, the way we understand the logic is that if a few of the members left, then there's no Zaki Mamris, not because I'm Mokum Gorim, but simply because there's no status of our Ras Beis Nagadol to a decision that was made by the minority of the court. The Yad Ramah says that the Gemara could have offered another possibility. Let's examine the possibility that most of the members of Sanhedrin left the Lishka Sagozis and entered into the Beis Pagi, and that's where they issued their ruling. Maybe the Yad Ramah thinks that since, by definition, if it's a large enough percentage of the Sanhedrin Agdola, then even if it would turn out that those who are left in Lishka Sagozis would applaud the ruling of the Zaki Mamre, but nevertheless they still remain a minority, and therefore they couldn't have the impact on the majority, and the decision of the Beis Nagadol would be binding as a majority decision. Again, you'd have to work out the numbers here. Do you follow what I mean? The numbers would have to work out that if there's a dissenting opinion in the Beis Pagi, let's say there are 100 members of the court in the Beis Pagi, 90 of which issued ruling X and 10 of which would have disagreed, then even if we add the 20 to the 10, we still remain with 30. You follow, there's still a minority. That's what I think the Yad Ramah means. Again, Rav Osi, I'm making a whole bunch of gigantic assumptions here, but that's the best idea.
The minority now becomes a majority due to the lack of the total count. The minority now becomes a majority.
I don't know what you mean. I'm saying the following. The majority of the Beis Din is in Beis Pagi now, according to the Adramah, correct?
Majority, okay.
Now, I'm going to read it to you again to make sure that I'm reading the text properly. He says, Madua eina gemara ma'midah. His question is, why couldn't the Gemara interpret the price of the Ofen in a case sheyotzu rov chachmei Sanhedrinim koma, most of the members of the court, I called it 90. I just throw out a number. Right. You could come up with other numbers. Yeah. 90 out of 120... Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. My numbers are way off. I'm so involved in this in the news of these days. Forget about the number 120. That's contemporary Zionist Israel. Forget 70. So let's say out of the 71 elders, 60 left the Lishkas HaGozis, are now sitting in the Beis Pagi. A question comes in front of these 60 elders. They represent by far the majority. Not only that, even if the other 11 members who were left in the Lishkas HaGozis would disagree with them, the number of dissenters out of the 60 is only 10. I've just been throwing out a possible number. 10 plus 11 is 21. That still is the minority. So we have 50 against 21. And now, after the Beis Din, 50 members of the court made the decision, and the Zaken now disagrees, correct? He's Mamra Alehem. So in that case, we should really judge him and condemn him as the Zaken Mamri, because even if the other, X number of members of the court, we'll call them 10 members of the court, would agree with him, they still would be in the minority. So nothing would change as far as the power of the decision that was granted, the ruling that was granted by the Beis Din. That's what I think the Adramah is asking. And again, that would throw a monkey wrench on this whole sugya, because the Gemara is trying to prove that all 71 members left the Lishkas HaGozis and found themselves in the Beis Pagi. Why not? Why not just say that? Let's say 60 out of 70 of them were there. So he rejects this, and he says, why? Because in such a case, there is no valid decision on the part of the Beis Din. And why is that so? He answers that Shema imarov ayishomim as far as hamir ayichozer ben lufichav ein lover bezed din zakei mamre. I'll translate the words for you, but I don't follow what he's saying. His general principle is as follows: the miut has to have we have to grant them their airtime. Do you follow what I mean by airtime? It means they have to also get an opportunity to present their arguments. There's no such thing as the decision of the Beis Din unless the dissenting view expresses itself and why they disagree with the majority view. The assumption of Allah is, had the minority gotten a chance to air their position and try to influence and convince the members of the court that make up the majority of the cogency of their argument, maybe in fact the members of the court would have, the majority would have backtracked, they would have kowtowed and accepted the argument of the mute, of the minority. You following me? So far it's beautiful, but I just don't understand how that answers the question. Because there may have been a dissenting opinion. He's assuming that it was a unanimous decision. Now I need a Rambam. Okay. Let me, could I trouble anybody to get me a Rambam? This would be, Where would the Rambam be in Sefer Mamrim, which is in the very last chelik of the Rambam, which is called Sefer Shoftim? Say on the outside. It's found. No, it's right behind this door. So I just thought of an idea, but I don't know if it's right. Something popped into my head that might possibly make sense, or maybe against the halacha.
If you're not, I'm still here.
So the whole court didn't leave yet.
Oh, yeah? The majority is a minority.
Are you back with us now, Jerry? You're. Or
because supposed to be now on the way to the Army Pass.
That's what I thought.
My sister-in-law's mother was nifta. My sister-in-law's mother in Muncie was nifta. And bringing her here, I have to be available for a Raya and a Shiva. So I had to cancel at 6 o'clock this morning.
Wow. And where is the Raya supposed to be? Chaim. In Eretz Chaim?
Yeah.
How are you getting out there, by the way? It's a bit of a schlep.
Where to?
To Beit Shemesh. Do you have a car? Oh. So let's see if we can find the Rambam. Ein hazokei mamrei chayav misa ad sheyeh chacham sheyigil ora samach l'sanhedrin v'yachlok al bezin the davar shechayovim al zdonu karis v'al shigros achatos v'yachluk aleim v'hem yoshvim b'lishkas agozis avol ima yetamit shelo higia lo ra pot fine matzah and chutz l'mkoman v'himra aleim pot v'shevim v'kam to lisa l'mokom l'ami shamokom gorim. The pain call, the call elu chayotzeben, shem p'turim in amisa. Fine, okay, that's enough. Okay. Now, what was zokin shen cholak al bezdin b'dovish chayom al zdon mekarsu shigosu chatos. Bein shahoyu hein osu muhumat bein shahin matirim behem osu arikayim misa hu omer mipi ha-kabbola kach kibalti mirabosa hein omerim kein mirabi einenu shadin nosein hol v'cholak aleya v'tomer v'osa from second and eighth serpent seven and series gul shahitir. Echad Dovash Chayom also, because Nechlak, Kate, so maybe there's one who's going to say, Nechlak of the moment is not finding it. Chorosh Mutala Hosif Totofos. Now, these are all, there are many, many, you know, you have to learn the whole parak here. Sokim Mamrim Tor Chacham Echad Michachme Yisrael Sheyesh Biyado Kabbalah V'Don Umore V'Dinei Torah Kvo She Yadunu V'Yoru Kol Chachme Yisrael Shebalah Machlokes V'Dimen Adina Bes Nagal Lo Chazul Dibay Cholak Aleir V'Hora Lasso Shalokora Osam Gozra Torah Lov Miso Misvada V'Yesh Lo Chelik Olamam Bo Afal Pi Shehu don v'hein donim hu kivel v'hein kivlu hare atol torah cholko lehem kavo im rotsu besan agoro limchol al kvodnum lanicham enam yecholim yidei shalo yara b'machlokes v'yisrael ein zok mechab yisri yichocha v'higia lahu ra. Okay, fine. V'haya chocha mufla shall bez the mechalek loyim v'shina v'limit, but lo rasa is patur. Matzon chutzlim koma v'himra lehem pot. Shem rekamto v'alisa l'makom l'amit shamakom gorlam yiskol. Eilu chayotze Shehen Pturin Amisa, fine, based on knows what to do. Ketzad Donim, the Eshei Poli Dover, the Urban Achacham, Halagil Arabin, the Dover Sheyira, the Ainabin, the Dover Shekivel, Miraposa. Hare who? The Cholkim Imo Olim Li Yushalayim, Boyan Li Pesin Shal Pesach Arbayas, the Omrim Lahem. The Omerlan Bezdin, Kahu Adin, Shoma Vekibu Men Mutav, in love, Kulam Boim Le Bezdin Shal Pesach HaZora. Okay, this I don't know what's going on in Rambam. Because first they came to Pesach HaRabais, now they went to the HaZora. The Omer Gamhem Lahem. Oh, I see. They went to a lower court. And he refuses, this Zaken, to accept the opinion of the lower court. So they go up to the highest court. That's the Bezna Gol, Al Pesach HaZora. Ba'omrim Gam Heim Lahem, Kachu Adin, Kibel, Fon, Lav, Kulam Boim Le Bezna Gol. Oh, this is, wow, there are three different Bati Dinu. Finally get to the Bezna Gol, which is not in the Pesach HaZora. I don't understand. Shevelishka sagozis, shemisham Torah yotzeis liYisrael. Ubezin omram kachu adin. Also, zeh chokum shecholak al bezdin leiro v'shana v'limed kidev shanarei zeh pa tohora lasos chay misa ein tzar chasro afilu nosan tam l'tvarf ein shomim la. Alkim Chabo Aidim Shaosa Karasal Shahora Lachir Lassus Gomrim Dino Lamisa Vibeznin. And can't find it. Can't find it. Sorry, Rabosai, I apologize. I thought I had it, but Pika Bolo, the Omar Kaki Baltimi Rabosai. I didn't know. So only for Cholak Aleim the Donor the Osa Reza Chayim Misa Ein Tzarech Lomer Himor Mipi Hakabbalah. Now the Rambam just talks about being Cholak Aleim. The Rambam doesn't break it down into majority, minority. I don't find it. This is going to force me to go back to Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, but why don't I find it in the Rambam? In the Rambam, it's very possible. I just missed it. I skipped it. I thought I read it pretty thoroughly, but maybe not. So let's again. It's one last attempt, and then I have to throw in the towel here for the time being. What is the Yad Ramah's answer? He asks the question. Why did the Gemara just say that the majority of the Sanhedrin are now in the base padi, which I think he means it's in the numbers are such that even if he could convince those elders, those Kenim who are left in the Lishkas HaGos that he's right, it still would make a dent over here because the psak is based on a rov
over the 71 or a rov just
over the 71. We pass him like the rove, and if he rebels against the rove, the decision of the majority, he is chayves as zaken mamre. So that would have been an excellent interpretation of this braisa, that there's a new halacha here called hamakom gorin. That since the majority of the members of the court are outside the lishkas hagozes, therefore he's being cholik on those who are not in the lishkas hagozes, and even though, as far as Horah is concerned, he's arguing against a bona fide, full-fledged, valid, and enforceable Horah. Meaning that even if he agrees to the minority opinion, but the minority opinion is where they're in the Lishkas HaGozes, but they can't override the decision of the majority of the Bezdin. V'tiret Sherak the ofen shehoya rov imamut b'shas p'sak hadin. So here's what bothers my mind. Why couldn't it be that all of the Sanhedrin were present at the time of the Psak Din, and then a minority of them went back to the Lishka Sangozis. Now he's been Cholik Aleim. The decision was made by the court. Everybody heard everybody's arguments, and he decides he's going to argue against them. But since the Beis Din is not in the Lishka Sangozis, therefore he's not chayev. Unless the Yad Ramah holds in such a case, he would be chayev. No, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I don't have enough here at my... does anybody, let's say in your Gemara, does anybody quote the Yad Ramah here in the footnote? Maybe you have a different, more clear, easily understandable presentation of Yad Ramah. I don't find that. If I had a Yad Ramah here, I could go back to the original, but I don't know that we have a Yad Ramah here. I think I own the Yad Ramah, but I don't know where to find it. Anyway, Lepshita says the Gemara Dinofik Kulu. By process of elimination, we have to assume that every last member of the Sanhedrin left the Lishka Sagozis, and when they were outside the Lishka Sagozis, they handed down a decision, and he decides to continue in his opinion. He's going to preach and teach and paskin for other people, and l'chora he should be a zakeh mamer because he's arguing against the decision that was made by the Sanhedrin. But the answer is, where was the Sanhedrin at that time? They're in Beis Pad and Malamit Shabokim Gorim, so he's pot. Lamai, so why did the members of the Beis Din leave the Lishka Sagozis? Ilem l'dvar reshus. If they left for holiday of some sort, mi matzu nafke, are they allowed to leave? Aksiv, the pasuk in Shir Shirim teaches us, Sorech Hagan Asar, the Sorech, which is a reference to Ziknei Sanhedrin, Hagan Asar, they're absolutely tied down, so to speak, to the Lishka Sagozis, and they're not allowed to leave just for the sake of the Dvar Rishus.
They're 365. They never leave.
Maybe there's certain days in which they don't convene as a Beis Din, but whenever they have to decide as a Beis Din, they have to be in the Lishka Sagozis. Now, it could be that they could leave at least a presence behind them, and this is a discussion in the commentaries. They left behind them enough of a presence for the decision to be made by a Sanhedrin HaKtana, which is made up of 23 judges, and that could be possible. But to leave the chambers completely empty of any, you know, no one is occupying any of the seats in chambers, that's not acceptable. That's in a case of Lotzeis Lidvar Rishus, El Pshita Lidvar Mitzvah. It must be a case where there's a pressing need for every last member of the Sanhedrin to pack out. Techi Dami. What could be such a pressing need? My love, the Gemara thinks it could only be Limedidas Egla Rufa, which according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov requires Kuli Sanhedrin. Every last member of the Sanhedrin has to be involved in the Medida. And we see clearly from here that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov argues against that mission in a double sense, not only in terms of adding the Melech and the Kohen Gadol, but even in terms of the Zakenim. He requires that every last Zaken who's a member of the Sanhedrin HaGedolah show up for the Medida. You don't have to say that they left the chambers of the Lishka Sagoz for the sake of Medida, but could go Sheyotzu LaHosif Al HaIr Ve'al ha'zoros, k'disnan ein mosifin ala ir al ha'zoros elo bebezdin shel shivim v'echad. So we need a Bezdin of 71 elders in order to achieve the goal of expanding Yerushalayim. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim can be expanded, and the Kedusha of Azoros, which are various parts of the Beis HaMikdash, can be expanded, but for that we need the entire Beis Din, and nothing less than 71 elders will do. Now, exactly what goes on in Sofas HaIr, and to what extent the judges have to leave the Beis Din. So first of all, you have to know that Yerushalayim is relevant to what's called Achilas Kodshim Kalim. And these are Mishnayos and Zvachim that we recite in the morning for those who have the meaning to recite them, that Kodshim Kalim can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, as opposed to Kodshim Kodshim, like Chados and Osham. Those korbanos could only be eaten in the Azor itself. So now we're expanding Yerushalayim. Now, I'm not exactly sure of the details here about how this actually happens. For that, we'd have to learn Mishnayos, I think, in Masechta Shavuos. But whatever it is, let's accept the following principle, that the Beis Din has to leave the Lishkas HaGozos. And how many members of the court? All 71. Tanya Kavase de Rav Yosef. We will have a brisa that supports Rav Yosef. Mitzan Zokimami finds the Sanhedrin a base pag, Yimehimra Lehem. So he rebels against them when they are located in the base pag. He could go on Sheyatsu Limedidas Egla, that they all left in order to measure the Egla. And that's called the Dvar Mitzvah, and apparently all of them had to leave. Now again, we'll have to go over the logic of how did the Gemara know that all of them had to leave. And then the Braisa offers another possible justification for why the members of the Sanhedrin, all of them had to leave. And that's Lahosim Vala Ir Vala Zoros.
Why do they have to leave for that?
Because for that we'd have to learn Shavuos, Masechta Shavuos, about the whole ritual that they go down to the boundaries with all pageantry, and they have to carry Shteil Lechem and whatever it is. That's why I asked you to accept that as axiomatic, that in order to achieve Hosaf Ala Ir Vala Zoros, they have to leave the Lishkas HaGozos. Yachol Shteyam Ra'asa Arai, I think that the Zokim Arim is Chayab Talmulom Rekamta Valisa Al-Makum Malamein Shal Makum Gorin. So he's only chayev when the members of the court find themselves in the Lishkas HaGozos. But if they left the Lishkas HaGozos, and in this case it means they left no one behind, leave no captives, right? And the reason for that is because you need every last member of the court to be part of the Medida, which means that we're reflecting now the extreme Shita. There were two different ways of understanding Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but now we're taking the extreme understanding of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that for the sake of the Medida, we need not only the Kohen Gadol and the Melech, but we also need every single last member of the Sanhedrin. This Brisa clearly...
To measure.
Right. After that, they can check out.
But they all agree that all Sanhedrin have to go to witness, but not to measure?
No. The witnessing of the Arifa, after they determine which is the closest city, then they do the Arifa.
Of the Medina, the measurement, but not actually measuring.
That I don't know. You're asking me an excellent question. I don't know the answer to that question.
Do they all
have to do some sort of action of Medida, like hold on to the measuring rods? I don't know. I can't answer that question. Again, there's a lot of ideas here that I simply don't have. What do you say, Jerry?
All 71 have to be there together.
Together, at time of the Medida. Now, just one second. The reason why I'm hesitant, Ruvain, to say that they're just witnessing is because you remember that on the top of Daf Yudalid, the Gemara asks why it says V'yatsu. And the Gemara answers, V'yatsu hein v'lo shluchav. So I'm not sure if witnessing the Medida is enough. It could be they have to participate in some sort of physical, material way in the Medida. Otherwise, it would be a violation of this principle called the Yotzu Vein Shluchav. I don't know.
If they're involved in this activity, how does the base pagi figure into this now? If they're out doing the measuring, involved with the ritual, they're not sitting in base pagi talking about dinner and cases.
Because the Medida is at the point of the Nachal Eson and the Egla Rufa. What does that have to do with Beis Pagi? Why does it say Mitzah on Beis Pagi? So again, I'm going to give you a very technical answer. I don't know if it's correct. Very superficial, mechanical answer. They went to do the Medida, and before they get back into the Lishka Sagazes, they stopped at the Beis Pagi, and at that point the question was raised to them. They gave a ruling, and then the Zokim Amri was Cholik Alim. One more time, let's just see if we can find out anything more about the Beis Pagi. Does Rashi add anything here about the Beis Pagi? Mokom Lifnim Min Chobas Ha'ir V'nidon Kirshalayim. It has the status, Rashi says, of Yerushalayim. Not sure why that's so significant. Himra Aleihem. Akshe Pasku Shalom Kedin. Himra Aleihem. Oh, here's a note. V'lo nemar din zed ak biofen sheyotzu lebeis pagi el af im hayu b'mochom acher b'Yerushalayim. Vahoru. Now again, I don't know the significance here of Yerushalayim. Ein ha-mamre es devreim chayev misa shein ha-mokom shenevaka el lishka sa-gozis bilvad. So Beis Pagi is just an example. Now you're asking, David, well, what does that have to do with Egla Rufa? The Egla Rufa did not take place in Yerushalayim. I'm just going to suggest the technical answer. I don't know if it's the right answer to your question. And that is that they're on their way back from the Medida. I need to see your footnotes, because right now I'm not, you know, usually 90% of the time I'm successful with Masifta, but...
It's similar to what you're saying.
Does anybody have a copy that I can look at while you're reading it? David, do you have a copy of what?
Well, it's electronic.
All right. What number is it?
It's
16. Can you get me note 16 so I can follow what Ruben is saying? Yeah, you don't mind? So read it from here. He says, the city of Yerushalayim has a greater sanctity than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, the Mishnah states that the presence of the entire Sanhedrin was required during the sanctification ritual. Okay.
Sanctification, that's not the
measure. No. I'm talking about Hosaf al Yerushalayim. Now, by his statement that the Sanhedrin would leave its chambers to expand the temple courtyard is somewhat inaccurate. You have to know about the Azores. He says, in the name of the Ran, that they would not have to leave the Lishkas Hagozis in order to expand the Azora, which he calls the courtyard in English. They would only have to leave the Lishkas Hagozis in order to expand the city of Yerushalayim. Okay, that's a sort of a side point to this whole thing. But what about this business about Beis Pagi? Does he address this question? Which way do you turn? This way, right? You just see. No, that's not going to help us. Let's go back to Beis Pagi and see if he adds anything here about Beis Pagi. This we have to go back a page, and he says the following. Beis Pagi, number 9. A place of the animal's headstall, i.e. a part of the bridle. Okay, fine. This refers to an area outside the original wall surrounding Jerusalem that was later annexed to the city and surrounded by another wall. I'm not sure if I have to know all of that. It is called Beis Pagi because it encircles and protects the city. Okay, fine. Now, since Beis Pagi was legally annexed to Yerushalayim, it has the same sanctity as the rest of the city. For example, as far as Maaseh Sheni is concerned, and Achilas HaPesach. Why is this critical? That's, I'm missing another piece of the puzzle. Now let's just see, I see he quotes the Yad Ramah. Is that relevant to us? No. That's a different discussion. An ordained judge who refuses to accept the ruling of the Great Sanhedrin continues to rule in accordance with his own dissenting view. The penalty for willful refusal is death. Okay, that we know. And now the Gemara is saying, let not the blend. What is this about? 13? Where is this footnote 13? Is that relevant to us? Let's see. He tries to explain the drasha. Let's see if that adds anything. The wines of ancient times were very strong and had to be diluted before drinking. The standard ratio was 2 parts water to 1 part wine. And when the pasuk says, "Al yechzar mazik," do not dilute your wine so heavily that less than 1/3 of the mixture is wine, meaning concentrated wine. The Gemara here interprets the entire verse allegorically. Sarech refers to the chambers of the Lishka Sagozis, chamber of the Lishka, which is located at the center of the world. Aganasar, the moon-shaped basin, refers to Sanhedrin, because the members of Sanhedrin sat in a semicircle. Fine. Al-Yetzar Mozik means, make sure that at least 1/3 of the Sanhedrin, which is 23 members, is always present in the chamber while court is in session. That he adds, right? That would answer Jerry's question. While the court is in session, make sure that there are enough judges remaining in the chamber, the Lishkas HaGozis, to convene a Sanhedrin of 23 judges. Now there is apparently one mundane matter, which is not a bar mitzvah, where the entire Sanhedrin are allowed to leave the chamber, and that is going home. See below 88b. It was thus theoretically possible for the entire Sanhedrin to have issued a ruling at Beis Pagi, while the judges were on their way home.
They all leave at the same time.
But I'm just saying, he is touching a little bit on what I suggested before, that mechanical answer to David's question, that they stop on the way in Beis Pagi. And again, we saw before that Beis Pagi is Lav Dafka, it means any place outside of Lishkas HaGozis. So they, you know, in that case, I don't know why doesn't the Gemara address the possibility that the entire Sanhedrin left the Beis Pagi, left the Lishkas HaGozis, because they were on the way home. I don't know, that could have been another solution to this problem. If they all went home, just one second. Right, we're talking about their all Dilma Elopshit Nafakul. So they went home, and on the way home, they stopped off at Beis Pagi, and that's where the question was raised, and that's where they gave their answer. And he went ahead and disagreed with their answer, their ruling. The Gemara ponders what mitzvah would require them to leave. Why is the Gemara talking about what mitzvah? Maybe they left to go home. Something's missing. Why does the Gemara assume that they must have gone out for a mitzvah when they're allowed to go home? And on the way home, they stopped by a Beis Pagi. It's on the outskirts of the city.
Are some of them always there in attendance all the time?
You mean even when they go home? Let me read it again. Oh, he says it was theoretically possible for the entire Sanhedrin to have issued a ruling in Beis Pagi when the judges were on their way home. So he actually answers the question. He says this was unlikely because the judges generally went home singly, I guess one by one. So only in a case where they went for some purpose. And what would that be? It couldn't be a Dvar Rishus, because that would not allow them to leave the Lishkas HaGos empty without one occupant in the seats of the Sanhedrin. But there are two cases in which they would all have to leave for a Dvar Mitzvah. And one of those two cases is for the sake of Medidas Eglar Rufa. So if they were on their way, either going towards the Medida or on the way back from the Medida, and the question came up in front of them, either in Beis Pagi or any other location outside of Lishkas HaGos on the face of the map, and they issued a ruling, the Zohar Ma'amar would not be chayav. So we made a little bit of progress. I think we more or less addressed a few questions here. Let's just see what questions we have here. It couldn't have been that only some of the judges left, because then it would be possible
to flip the bridge, no?
That maybe those who are left in the Lishkas HaGos. Oh, so if the majority were left in the Lishkas HaGos, just one second. If the majority of the Sanhedrin were left in the Lishkas HaGos, then it's quite possible that the majority would agree with his Hora. Again, I still don't have the answer to the question why it was ever a Havamina in such a case that they could issue a Hora. Forget about Malamed Shamakom Gorim. I mean, the Hora was issued in Beis Pagi, was it not? By whom? By the minority of the judges?
You're saying the final verdict was issued in Beis Pagi, but they probably darshan and deliberated in.
They deliberated in the Lishkas HaGos.
They just happened to be on their way out, and they just maybe gave a verdict.
And what happened? Did they give a verdict? Let's go through the two possibilities. If they didn't give a verdict, a whole group of them went out to the Beis Pagi, and there they were asked this question. Well, that's not good. Let's say they already gave the verdict back in the Lishkas HaGos. So what exactly took place in the Beis Pagi? They reiterated the question, they went through it a second time. Ilei Miktsasam Dilma Hanaf Deika Gavoi Kaime Kavosan. It's possible, I'm reading the English translation, that this sage, meaning the Zaken, who's the Mamre, is really concurring with the majority. Because again, the majority was left back in the Lishkas HaGos. So if he's concurring with the majority view of the great Sanhedrin, he's not rebelling against them. So why would the Gemara say he's potter? Because they're out of chambers. But again, what bothers my mind is, forget about the fact that maybe the majority left in the Lishkas HaGos would agree with him. Leave that out. Why not just say straight away, there's no decision here, there's no verdict of the Beis Din. I mean, the verdict was issued by a minority. And here's where the Yad Ramai asks his question. Well, what if the majority of the members of Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGos? And since they represented such a major majority, therefore they could issue a valid Hora, and if not for the principle of Malamit Shamakom Gorim, he would be chai for disagreeing with the members of Sanhedrin in the Beis Pagi. Again, Beis Pagi is only an example of a place outside the Lishkas HaGos. So that's the Yad Ramah's question. The Gemara raises and addresses the possibility that part of the Sanhedrin ended up in the Lishkas Beis Pagi. I don't follow why that would have been, and if there already was a decision before, like Hanoch suggested, while they were in the Lishkas HaGos, So I don't see the technicality. Why was there an encounter between this Zaken and the Sanhedrin in Beis Pagi? There was already a decision made. Unless maybe they reiterated, the position of the original Beis Din when the question came up. If they reiterated the position of the Beis Din, then in effect he's arguing with the entire Beis Din. So therefore he should be chayv as a zokei matmir. But there's another halacha that he has to argue with them when he received their horah and they were sitting in the Lishkas Hagos. Here he received their horah when they were sitting in Beis Pagi. If you'll ask me why their horah in Beis Pagi is valid, maybe they're just transmitting and testifying to what to the verdict that was already taken earlier in the Lishkas Hagos.
Well, they deliberated. They deliberated there and they said...
Where? In the Beis Pagi?
No.
They deliberated in the Lishkas Hagos.
And they gave their verdict in the Beis Pagi. Like judges will go to whatever, they go to their chambers,
that ruling is valid? Since they deliberated,
sure.
Then now the minority,
they're just reading the verdict. It sounds to me like they're just reading the verdict of Beis Pagi. They're saying this is the verdict of the Shaila, whatever they do. This is the situation. This is the verdict.
But who is? You need an authorized Beis Din in order to issue that verdict. Now you're telling me
present
that
or did they deliberate and all 71 deliberated?
Right.
They all darshan it out. They all came up with a verdict, and then on their way out to go to wherever they're going on their vacation or whatever.
But only part of them went out.
Only part went saying. Out or whatever. And now they're Beis Pagi. They're issuing the decree. They're being the final judgment of Beis Pagi.
But I'm asking: is that judgment valid? Does it have the gushpanka? Does it have the status and the validity of a decision of the Beis Nagol? Otherwise, we're not talking about a Zokhi Mamre. Zokhi Mamre is someone who argues against the Beis Nagol. He's arguing against only part of them. And the Gemara says that maybe the people left in the Lishkas Hagos would agree with him. Why does the Gemara have to come on to that? If there's no Arav, that's what bothers me. There's no Arav of Beis Nagol. If the question came before a small minority representation of the Beis Din, that's not a decision of the Beis Nagol. Why does Gemara have to scratch its ear around the head and say, well, you know what? Maybe the judges who were left behind in the Lishkas Hagos, maybe they would have agreed with him. So, one second, if they would have agreed with him, maybe the Gemara thinks that if they would have agreed with him, then there is a horah. And if there's a horah, so maybe what's happening? Are they backtracking on their original horah? No, that doesn't make sense. Can't get it here. Let me give this back to you. I definitely have to thank you because it did help me a little bit, but I still don't have the clincher over here.
You might think since there's 20 feet left in the it could work, that he could flip it. No, the truth is that they reached the verdict. They deliberated. They reached the verdict in the Beis Pagi. Therefore, you can't go back and backtrack and manipulate and go to the 23 when the 71 came up with a Maskana and they just announced the verdict in Beis Pagi. I don't know.
The 23 judges here are where? Are they in the Lishkas Hagos?
Yes.
Think so. I'll tell you why.
But it says
because the Gemara says Sasan. Right? Let's go through the Gemara. The Gemara says Ilema Miktsasan, which means that you want to say Miktsasan could be 23. Oh, that's not bad. So let's see, 23 judges left the Lishkas Hagozes.
23 main, let's say.
No, again, it says Yatsu Miktsasan. Let me read it to you. It says Ilema. If you're going to tell me Miktsasan, which means Yatsu Rak Miktsasan. I mean, you can check me out on that. That's what I understand by Miktsasan. That Yatsu Miktsasan. And again, I don't have that in Rashi, but that's what I have here in my translation. I think you have it in your translation as well. What does Yatzu Miktasan mean? That only a minority of the members of Sanhedrin left to the base party, am I right?
Yeah.
Let me see it one more time. Yatzu Miktasan.
It works off.
Here. Where's Ilema? I think I need the next. How do you get to the next page here? Oh.
Same majority are there. It's
okay.
Still like the majority.
Right? Elaim Miktsasan. Only some of them left.
Okay.
Only some of them left. So maybe it's 23.
Okay.
Again, I don't want to keep you because I know we're.
No.
But if, let's say, 23 of the judges left the Lishka Sagazis.
And therefore,
when. And one second. And they ended up in base Pagi,
right?
Now, how do we link them up with the original Bez? Because again, the Tzalki Maim is only Chayav if he's Cholik on Bez Nagol.
Because they ruled, the original Bez then ruled against him. This is my
understanding.
They originally ruled against him because they
and
had
now they're giving
majority.
A second rule? Second rule?
Now, if they take another vote against him, since he's 23 left, now he's becoming the majority and now. They would be in favor of his ruling or in favor of his Shiloh.
Right, so again, postponing the question, the problem, or you're just pushing it back. Because once again, I'm going to ask you the same question. Why would there be any sort of hurrah by the minority of the Beis Din in Beis Pagi? Just one second.
Beis Pagi is
maybe
in the play.
Maybe the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara thinks.
Base Pagi has come into play at this point.
So one second. Maybe the Gemara thinks now.
Like shopping for a rabbi. You can't go here and go there because now you don't get the right question here, so you go ask another rabbi here. You can't go back and forth and play these two against each other.
Well, maybe you have something.
Yeah, well, that's the Peshitta.
But again, is the Peshitta saying that maybe he would have convinced the members of the court who were left in the Lishka Sagots that he's right?
No.
Is that the Gemara's rejection?
They translate that as, rather it's obvious that all the judges of the Sanhedrin must have left the chamber of the Beis Gazit and issued their ruling at Beis Pagi.
All of them.
No, that I understand, but I'm a step behind you. How did the Gemara know that, or why did Gemara reject the possibility that a minority of the judges were found in Beis Pagi? Right, Elema Miktsasan. Do you have that line in the Gemara? So why does Gemara reject that? The Gemara thinks it's a serious possibility that maybe only some of the members of the court left the Lishka Sagazis. So Gemara rejects it. Why? Because maybe, check me out on this, don't rely on me, don't trust me, because maybe the Zaki would have convinced all the judges who were left in the Lishka Sagazis that his opinion is correct, that his view is correct, they would have agreed.
That's the dilemma.
He would have flipped it.
That's the you're in the dilemma. I'm a little bit ahead of you. I'm up to just one second. The following line in the Gemara. Oh yeah, you're right. Dilma hanaf the ikka gavoi kaime kavasev. Gavoy means those who were left in the Lishka Sagazis, they would have agreed to his view. Yes? No? Maybe? So here's where I get stuck. If you could just...
Sure.
I need, misery loves company. I need some sort of empathy here. Who cares about this whole discussion? What's the Hava meaning? What's the possibility that there's an enterprise of Zakek Mamre, who's arguing against the Horov, the Sanhedrin Agdola, If only a segment of the Sanhedrin Agdola was encountered in the Beis Pagi with this question, whatever the halachic issue was, they presented it to the Sanhedrin that was in the Beis Pagi on the way back home from leave or whatever, on the way back home from Medida, whatever the case is. Why would a representation of the Sanhedrin Agdola that finds themselves in the Beis Pagi, why would they have the authority to issue a horah and have the status of the Beis Nagol? Forget about the fact that he could have convinced the majority. Leave that all out. Do you follow? The Gemara's language is very, very ambiguous. I don't know what word to use. It's not precise. It's imprecise. I don't need this whole what's the hava mina here that he could be a zakei mamre because he argues against less than the best? I don't get it. Does he say anything?
Yeah, he says so. He says it would thus be possible that the sage was concurring with the majority and therefore the authoritative view of the Sanhedrin, great Sanhedrin, and not rebelling against it.
Right, but Reuven, I'm a step behind you.
And then, why then would the Bryce and the Ten exempt the sage from exile?
Because they're not located in the Lushkas HaGos. But I'm a little behind you, Reuven. I'm up to the following line. The Gemara says, Ilema Miktsasa. If you could explain to me those two words, Ilema Miktsasa. What was the Gemara thinking, Ilema Miktsasa?
That's it. If you say that only some of them left, then we obviously would not execute the rebellious sage.
Well, it's not obvious. If the Gemara is saying Ilema Miktsasa, it means it's not obvious. The Gemara is actually seriously contemplating that we could execute the Zakei Mamre in this case. Except for another problem, which we're going to see in a line, but before we get to that problem, that maybe he would convince the majority. Forget about that. What's the Ilema Miktsasa? Did the Gemara actually have a serious Havamina? That only part of the makeup of the court ended up in Beis Pagi? Well, what would that mean? Let me dramatize my question. Supposing one member of the court would show up in Beis Pagi, and Zaki Mamre would have a fight with him. Would you have a hot meeting with Chaimus and Zaki Mamre when he argues with one member of the court? So what happens if he argues with 23 members of the court? Why should there be a hava mina that he would be chayv as a zakei mamre? I mean, what kind of court is made up of less than 71? Is there such an entity of a bez nagod that's made up of less than 71 elders? Maybe the Gemara thinks that they have a WhatsApp, and the members of the Sanhedrin who are in Beis Pagi they're having Skype, and they're Skyping with the members of the Sanhedrin, the majority of the court that's left in the Lishkas HaGozes, and somehow they got the okay and the approval of the rest of the Sanhedrin. That's what the Gemara means. But the Gemara says, had this Zakin had a face-to-face opportunity to address the Sanhedrin in the Lishkas HaGozes, he would have convinced them of the logic of his. I don't know. Obviously, that's ridiculous. But what is this Gemara of that Ilema Miktsasa? I don't follow what the Ilema Miktsasa means. Now, on top of that, we have the Adrama. The Adrama says that most of the members of Sanhedrin left. Okay, that I can understand. You know what the Adrama is gaining here? The advantage is that now if most of the members of Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGos, they find themselves in Beis Pagi in such a way that even if you would calculate that every single last member was left in the Lishkas HaGos would be a dissenting view, you still have the majority. And the halacha of Zakei Mamre is that he's chayev if he argues against the valid ruling of the majority. So even if in abstentia, even if I would guess, which is hard to believe, that every single one of the members of the court left in the Lishkas HaGos would be so persuaded by the argument of the Zakei Mamre, it still wouldn't make a dent because they represent the minority. That was the Adraman's question. So you could have the majority of the members of Sanhedrin ending up in the Beis Pagi, and he should be chayav as a Zakei Mamre. You'll ask me if there are members of the court who left behind in the Lishkas HaGos, you don't have an entity of a Sanhedrin Agdola. The answer is, I have a right to say that even if Lu Yitzur, the members of the court that were left in Lishkas HaGozes, would disagree with, and every last one of them, there would be unanimous dissension, would disagree with the majority, would still not make a dent because we've already guaranteed the numbers. It's like in America when, after election night, they start, counting states. And at some point they say, well, this candidate is guaranteed the presidency because he already has enough states. So why do you bother figuring out in Wyoming, did they vote this way or that way? It makes no difference. He has enough electoral votes to carry him over the threshold. So that's what the Yad Ramah is arguing. And the Yad Ramah says, name. that would not be a valid Havarah. Why not? Because if the Zaken would have given his opportunity, you know, to convince them, then something would have changed. I don't know what would have changed, because if the Yad Raman is assuming that since we have the majority of the Beis Din in Beis Pagi, they can effectuate a valid decision, so let the Zaken Rami scream and yell and make the most dramatic, you know, arguments that he will, like, what is that place in London? Hayden Park? What's it called? Hayden Park, you know, where anyone can get up and start convincing the public. It's irrelevant because you already have the majority. So this whole answer of the Yad Ramah is completely eludes me. So I'm really stuck with a number of questions that are still outstanding in this suit.
It's Hyde Park.
Hyde Park. Good. Fine. So we're going to end here, and let's just make a note of where we got up to. We're up to Neta Ravai. Okay then, so tomorrow Mirtz Hashem will start a whole new sugya called Neta Ravai. And I wish you all a great day.